Hello and welcome to another award-winning edition of the Square and the Round podcast with the Square, Chris Kelly, and the Round, B.B. Shea.
It's me. What's up?
Do you know what I've just been told?
What's that?
We're up for an award, an actual award.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We have a publication here, and it's the weekly, it's called the Triad, I don't know what it's called, some sort of weekly thing.
Yeah, they vote for the best things in the area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like the Triad's best something, and we're nominated, we're in the final five of best podcast. Now, We may not win it. There are some others that are really...
They've been around for a while. Very established podcast, yes.
Yeah, so to win the best podcast, now that would make me feel really good.
That would boost your ego a little bit. It'd boost mine a little bit, too.
It would make me feel really good about things. Because, you know, we sort of, we trip along here. We talk about some fun things that we think are interesting. But I don't know how many people are really into it. If we were to win that award, just the fact that we got in the top five.
That's pretty fun, right? I think that's cool.
I was really proud of that, actually.
So, I mean, we are award nominated now.
We are award nominated. So when I say award winning, we're closer than we used to be.
But if we actually win, it won't be hyperbole anymore.
Then we could really say it, and the lawyers will stop calling.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be great?
All these cease and desist would stop coming through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the last time I talked to you, you were on your way to Florida to watch the... My God, the Miami Marlins, who are awful.
Miami Marlins.
And the Tampa Bay Rays.
The Tampa Bay Rays, who are okay.
Awful ballpark in Tampa.
Terrible ballpark.
Although I went once and I thought that was kind of a fun, it was so bad it was good, you know?
That's exactly how it is. Yes.
I think so.
It's old, it's boring, but it's got a little charm to it.
Yeah, it's not old in a good way. It's not like an old, like, Wrigley Field.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's like it was 1998 old.
Yeah, exactly.
Not 30s old, you know, which is completely different old.
So did you enjoy the experience?
Okay, so Tampa and the Tampa Bay area is incredible. So the park is actually in St. Petersburg,
the
Clearwater area.
You know what I've heard about that, by the way?
What's that?
I've been once, and you have to go over the bridge out to St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
I've heard people from Tampa say if you put that stadium in Tampa where the people are, other than the really older people that live in St. Petersburg, you'd get a good crowd and it'd be a nice place.
Maybe so, but it's not that far. It's 30 minutes. Everywhere in that area is 30 minutes away, but you're probably right.
Probably.
The area around the stadium is wonderful.
Yeah.
Walkable, great restaurants, great people, cool area, good bars. The stadium itself... Trash.
Awful.
Trash.
Yeah, right.
No food options. It's weird in there. It's hollow.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's just a weird situation in there, man. It wasn't one of my favorite stadiums at all.
Well, it's a bad stadium.
Yeah, it is.
I enjoyed it. I went on a whim. We were at Disney World with my family several years ago, and they were playing the Red Sox the first week of the season, probably about now. And we just said one night, my son and I were, let's just drive over there. And we got great seats, like right along the first baseline.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. It was a good game. The Red Sox won 3-2. It was a really... So we had a really fun experience, but the park itself, like, you know, the ball can hit the catwalk and that kind of thing. It's very weird.
It is weird. And we saw him play the Blue Jays, who they've got a lot of young, great talent on the team. The bases cleared at some point.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Yeah, which was interesting. No, the Rays actually ended up
winning. Oh, they won the game.
Yeah, they won the game. So that was it. But then we drove 4 hours to Miami the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
That stadium is gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It's brand new.
Yep.
It's amazing. So clean. Great views of Miami.
Yes.
It's a retractable roof.
Perfect.
Fantastic, man.
Terrible team, though.
Terrible
team. At least right now.
Well, it started off, the dude, Jazz Chisholm, for the Marlins, hit a grand slam in the first inning, and that was all that happened.
And they
ended up losing the game.
Yeah.
It went into extras, but they ended up losing the game.
Well, they've lost almost all their games.
Yeah. They were not good at all.
So what'd you eat at either of these stadiums? That's your whole thing.
Okay, so the Tampa Stadium had no good food.
I had some chicken nuggets there.
They had
once.
No good food at all. Yep. It was like two options, and that was it. I think I had a chili cheese dog, which I immediately regretted.
Yep.
You know, I was like, this is just a waste of time for
me. Yeah.
We had some good tacos outside of the stadium, though.
Mm-hmm.
In Miami, we had some arepas.
I don't know what that
is. Like, it's like a bun that you open up, and you put like shredded meats and cheeses in there, which was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Had some great tacos there as well, and then some of Miami's best pizza. Which was good, but they didn't have anything crazy there.
No, nothing.
They did have a 3-foot-long Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, that's good.
But I had just eaten a Cuban earlier at another place.
Did you like the Cuban in
Miami? It was fantastic.
Well, that's where you're going to get a good Cuban.
Cuban in Little Havana was,
They say the best Cuban food, well, it's got to be Miami.
Yes, it's wonderful.
They say Cuban food in Miami is better than Cuban food in Cuba.
I wouldn't be surprised, man.
I think that's
magical.
That's probably true. Exactly.
Yeah.
That I had I tell you about the donut experience that I had. I don't think I told you.
No,
this.
No, no.
Well, I was at the beach, and there's a place called Brit's Donuts at Carolina Beach.
Okay.
And I've always heard it's great. And I got there one morning. I said, okay, I'm going to go get Brit's Donuts for everybody. Mm-hmm. They're only open like a few days a week.
Yeah.
This was a Saturday morning, and they opened at 8:30, and I got there like 8:35. And I mean, I've always heard it's good. Well, I didn't know anything about it except it's good donuts.
Yeah.
Like, you'll love them. And the line was, I mean, probably 75 deep at the moment they opened. And so I thought, this better be good. So the only place I could find to park was at a paid parking lot right next to it. Paid 2 hour minimum to park, $11 an hour. So I paid $22 to park, just to park, before buying the donuts. I know.
Did you get the donuts?
Well, I said, I'm in. I'm doing
this. You're committed now.
I said, I'm doing this. Yeah. Even though I knew my wife wouldn't like that. I was hoping to hide that charge from her, but she found it. She got it later. And then so I stood in line. Yeah. I took about almost an hour to get through the line to get to the front. And it's just it's an open. You don't even go in. It's just like a stand.
Okay.
And it says Brit's Donuts since 1939. They have one type of donut, glazed, and that's it.
That's it.
Glazed donuts and soft drinks. That's all they sell. I was stunned.
You can't even get like a chocolate nothing?
Nope. It's one type of donut, period. And it's how many do you want? And they are $7 for a half dozen, $13 for a dozen, or $1.25 a piece. And they only take cash, which I didn't know until I was standing at the counter.
So did you?
All right. I had $9. Luckily, I looked at my wallet.
Okay, thank God.
I looked at my wallet.
So you waited in that long line for, but you, okay, you got something.
Well,
I did.
I was going to get a dozen, but I only had $9.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll get a half dozen.
Yeah.
So they take a white bag, you order, I said half dozen, they say $7. And that's with everything. It's $7. There's no like, okay, it's $7.49 after tax.
Yeah, no, okay, $7 even. Okay, gotcha.
This is cool.
Yeah,
sure. Really cool. Old school.
Yeah.
So they take a white sack, they write my name on it. Sack goes in the back, they say, stand over there. I was standing with 50 other people. Another 30 minutes go by, I'm standing. So I've been there an hour and 10 minutes. They call my name. I go up. I grab a greasy sack of six donuts. Drive them back. 4 minutes away is where we're staying. Drive them back. And I'm mad because I've spent $29 and an hour and 10 minutes waiting.
For six donuts.
For six glazed donuts.
Yes.
Bite the donut. Have the donut. Totally worth it. Completely worth it.
1,000%
worth. Yes, you know how curmudgeonly and such a
crap hole
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
But and I was like, there's no way this will be any good. And as soon as I ate it, it was like one of those donuts you can't even stop eating. You're just, oh my God, it's done but
it's
in
like
2 seconds.
Biting your fingers trying to get to
the
last little
bit. So I got
six.
I got one. My wife got one. Then we gave the kids each one. Now there's two donuts left. And I said, I'm eating that.
This is mine.
And my son's like, nah, bro. And he just took it and ate it. He had it.
That's a dick move, bro.
Oh yeah, well that's
a dick move.
That's it was a low moment. He's like, nah, bro, I'm having it, and he just had it. And then my daughter said, can I have the last one? So I gave it to her. And they had
that was very kind of you.
I would, and I said I would go back, but I'm not standing another.
All that. Well, see, that's my thing. How long did you wait after you ordered?
At least 30 minutes. I mean, I ordered.
They make one type of donut. They ought to be pumping these things
shocked,
out.
But it's so small. I mean, it's incredibly small. And they were just putting them in, you know, one. But I guess they're always hot because they make them. I mean, you make probably 50 at a time and they're coming out.
No, that needs to be. They need to be slanging them things.
They're right.
But
boy, they've got it. They've got it right. And, you know, that's not that expensive. $7 for six donuts is pretty good. You know, $13 for 12. Just like a Krispy Kreme.
Okay,
very
I was going
to
say, because I feel like I thought they were going to be smaller, like a duck donut size,
no,
but they're actually
donut.
Decent
it's
size.
The texture of it is so
Are they thick?
Good. Just like a Krispy Kreme.
Is it like a cake donut or like a yeasty donut?
Just like a Krispy Kreme.
Okay, just like a Krispy Kreme.
Yes,
okay,
but
gotcha.
Better.
Really?
And, I mean, are you a cake donut or a
I like them all.
Yeah,
I'll eat them all, yeah.
You look good. I think you're losing weight.
I'm not.
No, I think you are.
I appreciate you saying that. I'm not.
Something's going on with you.
No, I've been eating like stupid recently,
really?
Bro.
Well,
yes.
I like the Krispy Kreme style better than the cake donut. I like them both also. But that's the best donut I've ever had. Brit's Donuts at Carolina Beach.
Okay.
I've always heard, and now it's like, okay, that's real. That's right.
This is kind of switching gears, but I've been trying to tell as many people about this as possible. You don't fly much, do you?
Almost never.
You try to avoid flying.
I don't like flying, and I'm afraid that if I ever travel, like if I ever retire, I'm going to be killed. And like on my first week of retirement, we're celebrating by going to Hawaii, and I die in a plane crash. It's my, and I would think as it went down, Jesus God.
If this is my luck.
My luck. I worked forever, save money to retire, and the moment I'm going to take a nice trip, the plane goes down.
Might
as
well. I mean, that's my thing. But listen, so me and my dad, we travel to the baseball stadiums, travel all over, and we realized that we're going to be flying a lot over the next few years.
Yes.
So we both went and got TSA pre-check.
You did that.
This is the greatest investment I've ever made in my entire life. Yeah. If you're thinking about it, do it.
Yes.
It's $8.
Yes.
I'm sorry, my bad. $80.
$80.
And it's good for 5 years.
Yes.
You don't have to take off a shoe. You don't have to take off a belt.
Yes.
You go through one of the normals. You don't even have to stand in the thing where you do that.
Yes.
You go right through a metal detector.
Yes.
And they just get you out of there.
Yes.
It's one of the best investments I've ever made in my life.
You know I'm against it.
Why?
Because what you just said, why? I mean, isn't that just inviting a terrorist to pay $80 and then not have to take off the belt or take off the shoe? There's a reason we take off the shoes and the belt, right?
You're right. You're right.
I mean, why do they offer that service?
But they do an extensive background check beforehand.
They do.
I mean, it's a whole process to get it done, but it's totally worth it.
Has to be.
Yes.
Because when I first heard about it, I was like, well, that's just inviting a terrorist to pay $80 so I can bomb a plane. But because... I mean, there is a reason that you take off the belt, but I guess with the extensive background check.
Yeah, with the extensive background check, and I mean, like, you do go through a metal detector. There is a dude standing there,
but
it's not as extensive as just the normal TSA experience.
You know, they always make me take off my belt and stuff.
Same.
You know why? Because we're big.
Yeah, same.
I mean.
Well, that was my thing, is like, no matter, I would have no belt, nothing on, and I would still get extra security pat downs.
I think when you're, a certain body type, they're like,
they think that you're hiding stuff in my fold.
And I think they think you look like a loner with no friends.
Yeah.
Especially your facial hair. I think sometimes it changes, you know?
Yeah.
For me, there was a time I was really big and awkward looking. I think they thought, this guy's got some. I mean, I remember standing in a Mexican airport and a woman's holding up my belt like, this is too long.
What is this?
Yeah. Madre de Dios. They're looking at it. And I mean, I speak a little Spanish. She's like, I can hang myself with this. I can understand you.
Yeah.
She's like, Madre de Dios.
I mean, she really. Seen a belt this big.
They did. They basically confiscated the thing. Horrible.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
But I don't like to fly.
Sure.
In fact, I feel like when I do retire, I was thinking the other day, I'd like to do sort of the thing you do. I'd like to take like April, May, June and go on a 3-month tour of like start in Miami, go to a baseball game, spend 3 or 4 days in Miami, then to Tampa, then to Atlanta. Then to Baltimore, then to New York, Boston, Philadelphia, all the way up the East Coast, then across to Detroit, Cleveland, and just do a baseball game in like 3 days in each city.
That would be a great experience.
In the major leagues, all the way out to California and then come back around the bottom of the country, Denver, and then down to Texas and back up through.
Yeah.
And then you've seen the whole country. It takes you 4 months and you've been to every baseball stadium.
Get to see cool stuff like that, too. Yeah.
I would love
that. Would be a great experience.
A lot of driving.
Man.
A lot
it
of
is.
Driving. People
it
could
is.
RV. You could RV that. But I would stay in really, I would try to stay in the nicest hotels I could afford in each city and take 3 days to see each city, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have to take that long in Atlanta. I've been there.
Yeah, of course.
But a city like Chicago.
Chicago.
Or Los Angeles.
Exactly.
Denver.
And then when the A's go to Vegas, you go to Vegas.
Yeah. Go to Vegas for a few days. Uh-huh. I really think that'd be fun. I wonder if I get my wife into that.
Possibly. And it's a good way to see the country.
That's what I'm thinking.
And that's what, me and my dad talk about as well. Like, we're seeing baseball.
But we're seeing
parts of the country that we never would have seen before.
If I had real time, I'd drive it so you could see all of it. You drive to the Grand Canyon and then go see the Arizona Diamondbacks play.
True.
A day later.
There are ways to plan it that you can, like, for example, we flew into St. Louis, drove to Kansas City, and then flew back home from Kansas City.
Yeah, exactly.
You see the whole entire state of Missouri.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or you go to Denver and just drive around there, L.A. to L.A.
Denver's a pretty cool city.
I'm going back in August.
I like Denver.
I love Denver as well.
I think
Denver's
a good city. Yeah. You'll bring me some dro.
I will bring you some dro.
Last time you didn't.
I know.
Somebody just gave me some edibles.
I know, man. I was wondering if you wanted to pop one before we started this thing.
Too disciplined for now.
Too disciplined.
We'll wait. I'll wait. I'll do it on a Saturday night, when some sporting event is
that's
on, when my children are out of the house.
That's a good little bit of
look at that.
There's
a lot of that. And that's legal. That's like
bought this in the store.
That bought this in the store.
Yeah.
It's a Delta something. I don't know that. I don't know my thing.
It's basically just loopholes to not say marijuana. That's all it is. Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. Uh-huh. My son asked it. Our top five today are the best college basketball players of all time because of course the NCAA tournament has just ended.
Yep.
And
you're gonna hate my list, by the way.
I know I will.
You're gonna hate.
Well,
they'll
all be new.
Oh my god!
As soon as I looked at it, I was like,
you're gonna hate it. But
of course
anyway,
I will. Yeah. Okay. I know there's without question the best basketball player I've ever seen play college is on my list, number one.
Okay.
And he was in my lifetime. And I was like, he's the best college basketball I've ever seen. That's why I put him number one. But here's my son asked me this question. He said, do you think, and this is sort of right now online, there's a question. Oh, let me ask you this first. There's a question I'm seeing that do you think a 16 seed in the NCAA tournament if you added a really great NBA player to their roster, Giannis or whoever it might be, you know, who's the guy in LA, not LeBron, but the other guy,
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis on the 16th seed, could he get him to the Final Four? You think so?
Yes.
I don't.
Yes, I really 100% do.
I don't think so.
I think you could put, let's see, who was a 16th seed this year?
Mm-hmm.
Name a 16th seed. Anyway.
I have no
idea. You could put LeBron James on that team.
Yeah.
LeBron right now.
Yes.
And they would win the national championship.
You think?
Yes, 100%.
I don't think so.
I do. And I think that people underestimate how big of a jump it is from an elite NBA player to a college basketball player.
To a 16 seed.
You're right. Yes.
But, yeah, I suppose
because,
that's true.
Because, you know, I say it like this because I do PA for a local college soccer mm-hmm. team here.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's soccer. Different sport.
Yeah.
If you put Lionel Messi mm-hmm. on that team,
yes.
he would single-handedly score 20 goals in a game.
Yeah, and I see think it. That I see it. But you're talking about a 16 seed that has really limited talent. And if you you add LeBron,
yeah.
great. But you're going to have to go up against a team like UConn that has
yeah.
some NBA talent as well. I mean,
yeah.
they're or whoever, whatever team has NBA players. They may not be a great like LeBron, but they're going to be NBA talent
sure.
on the one seeds. You yeah. know. I don't think they can go all the way.
Does he get to play with them the entire season?
Well, no.
Or
do you just get added right before the tournament?
Okay, well, that's different.
Because if he played with them the entire season, it probably wouldn't be a 16 seed.
You're right.
I don't know, though. It's possible. My son said, okay, would this team in the NBA make the playoffs? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in their prime. Everybody. The team is Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, me, and you.
Would they win the national championship?
No, would they make the NBA playoffs? You have to go through the whole season.
Okay, so this is you, me,
in our prime.
LeBron?
LeBron, Jordan, and Kareem.
Okay. So
you make the playoffs?
So you're about the same size as LeBron.
Correct.
No, you're about the same size as Michael. You're about, what, 6'5", 6'6"?
6'6", right.
Okay. Yep. Me, I'm 5'10".
Right. No real discernible skills.
No real discernible skills.
Right.
I can shoot.
Can you?
I can shoot. I got a
right.
shot.
But really, it's 3-on-5 every night, but it's the three greatest of all time on five every night.
Make the playoffs?
Yep.
Yes.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Most people say no.
Yeah.
Because we're so bad that they have to. I mean, they got to play 3-on-5. They'll leave us alone. You know, if you can shoot.
Yeah. Get me open. Yeah.
Well,
I could drain a few threes.
I said we'd make the playoffs because as the season goes on, we're going to get better and
you're right.
Better
yeah. We're going to learn from these guys.
Exactly.
Now, we obviously have a bench, too.
Yeah.
I'm not expected to play 40 minutes a night.
No, but you got to be the bulk. You're a starter.
Okay.
And those guys are going to play.
Yeah.
But my son was like, and there's no injury. Nobody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And we're going to play multiple minutes, like deep into the game every night against the other NBA talent. Now, we're going to go against, and we're playing NBA teams. And we're playing the Nuggets. We're playing the Celtics.
I have to guard Ja Morant every night?
I have to guard Joel Embiid or whatever.
Ooh,
right.
That's tough.
Of course.
Dude.
I mean, they're going to score at will.
Yeah.
Because you got to guard Ja Morant. You've got to guard.
I
got to
guard Steph Curry.
Correct. Yes, you do, because you're on that.
I'm assuming I would be the point guard because I'm the shortest one.
Of course,
on the
and then you got to bring the ball up the court,
yeah.
too. But I bet LeBron will take it right from you.
I would give it to
him. And Jordan. Jordan's not going to stand for us bringing the ball up
the court. LeBron James is the greatest point guard to ever play
the
game.
So basically the question is, can you go 3-on-5 and those three make the play?
I think so, yeah.
You do think those?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't. Now, but you put it that way, I mean, you only got three players versus five for the other team.
Yeah,
You think so?
I back myself.
Wow.
Yeah. I like it.
We can never see it, so I'll say yes. It can never be done, so I will say yes. But it is a big jump. People say, like, I could win a tennis point against Federer, but it can't be done.
No.
Very difficult.
I think I could make a first down as a quarterback in the NFL.
You do, against a real defense as a quarterback with other talent around.
Yeah.
But in an individual sport, you know, I feel like golf is the way to go there. Because if you play Tiger Woods, whatever he does has no effect on what you do. He could bogey a hole, you could par it.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
That's
very unlikely.
Where I don't think so. I
highly
mean,
unlikely.
If he's playing and you're playing, he's going to probably bogey at least two holes, right?
Maybe.
I mean, if you're playing a round of golf, and then you just have to par that hole. You have to par one of the ones that he's bogey. But of course, if you're playing from the back tees where he plays from, you have a hard time.
Yeah, there's no way.
That's a tough thing, too.
Yeah.
Now, who are this has been very sportsy this week because we're following the NCAA tournament. But I said in a top five, what would be the top five college basketball players all time? I knew I'd hate your list.
Yeah, you're going to.
Probably be guys I don't even know.
I have a woman on this list, too.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Just because.
No, you don't. I do
have a female.
There?
No, not even Caitlin Clark.
You don't think Caitlin Clark's the best female player?
I don't.
Cheryl Miller?
No.
No.
I don't think Caitlin Clark's the best Caitlin Clark's great.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take anything away from Caitlin Clark, but as a total skill set, I don't think she's the best player in college women's college basketball right now.
I don't know enough about it to argue with it, but so, I would assume she is because she's a superstar. Well, who is?
Paige Beckers for UConn.
But when I see Caitlin Clark, what I see everybody say about her, and I only have seen her for like 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody says not only is she the best shooter in college basketball, she's the best passer. She passes the ball, makes everybody better.
Yeah.
What's her weakness? Defense?
Probably. Yeah.
So why is the girl from UConn?
I just think she's an all around better player. I think she makes better play. She makes smarter plays.
Does she?
Than Caitlin Clark. I think Caitlin Clark is in a situation like she has to score to make her team relevant. And she's done a great job at that. Yeah. She made it to the finals.
Well, she's a superstar.
Yeah, she's a superstar. Absolutely.
And she's
elevated the game.
I don't know what it is that people have, but she's got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you're 100% right. She's elevated the game.
That's a thing. Well, I've heard people say that she's elevated the game, Caitlin Clark, like Tiger Woods elevated golf. That people will want to play or pay attention to golf because of Tiger Woods, and women will want to play, girls will want to play, and watch women's college basketball because of her.
I disagree with that.
You don't think
think she's had that big of an impact on the sport.
Yeah.
But I think if I was a WNBA GM, I would rather have Paige Beckers moving forward than Caitlin Clark.
Well, I think you'd rather have Caitlin Clark because of what it does for your marketing.
Sure, exactly. But we've seen that with college sports. One of the guys on my list, for example,
did not translate to
the pros.
It
happens all the time.
I think as a GM, is this woman from Connecticut going pro?
She has another year.
Okay. So, but next year when she goes pro, don't you think that Caitlin Clark will still have more attention on her?
Depends.
How she plays this
first year. It kind of depends, but I think that's the problem with the WNBA. I don't think, it doesn't matter how good you are in college. When you go to the WNBA, you get shrunk down because of the league.
Yeah.
For example, that girl who played at Oregon a few years ago, Sabrina Ionescu.
Yep.
Nonstop talking about it. The exact same as Caitlin Clark. She could not lose. Yep. All she did was score, breaking records. Who watches the WNBA?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody I know.
Yeah.
But I don't remember her being the star that Caitlin Clark is. I mean, I hear about her.
I feel like she was just as big.
Really?
I really do.
I don't feel that.
I feel like every
did she win anything? Did they win the championship?
No. Caitlin Clark didn't either.
Well, I know, but she was, everybody, it was like Caitlin Clark came every time I turned it on. I don't remember the Ionescu girl.
I feel like she was just as big. I feel
like Clark is the biggest. I'm not saying she's the best player in women's basketball ever. I think she's the biggest star in women's college basketball ever.
Okay.
All right, so who's your list of great college players?
My number five is Trey Burke.
Don't know him.
He took the 2013 Michigan Wolverines to the national championship.
I remember that.
Around a team of role players, and he absolutely dominated everybody.
They lost to Louisville.
They lost to Louisville in the finals. Yeah. I feel like if he would have won the national championship, he would have been seen as one of the best basketball players.
You think Trey Burke of Michigan is one of the five best college basketball players of all time?
As a college basketball player, yes.
You're taking Trey Burke of
Michigan. Trey Burke of Michigan.
And I watched that team.
To the
2013
Michigan. That dude was unbelievable.
I can't remember
him at all. He was unbelievable the entire time.
And did he go to the NBA?
Yes, he went in the NBA.
And did they do? Did he do?
Of course not.
No, he's not in the NBA. No. The league. Okay. All right. Well, I went a little old school.
I feel like I knew you were going to. Yeah.
Here's one you'll hate. I put Tyler Hansbrough in the top.
Yeah.
Five.
Okay, but I get it.
He's awesome.
I get it. He was an amazing college basketball
player. Led Carolina to the national championship. Mm-hmm. Dominant that year. Phenomenal college basketball player. Now, the rest, you're going to hate mine because they're all old school.
Yeah.
And they're all the all-time greats, which you don't like.
Here's the thing. I'm a Duke fan.
I know that.
I have zero Duke players on my list.
I have a Duke player on my list.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
You should.
Yes, I do. All right.
Number four for me is Jimmer Fredette.
Another Jimmer.
Jimmer Fredette. Yep. There has never been a player, other than maybe Steph Curry, who, whenever he shot the ball, we assumed it was going to go in.
Yes, that is true.
He took the national basketball by storm, that's all he did was score, dude.
So brief, though. Such
Very
a brief,
brief. Yes.
Didn't really have
but
it
when
for
he
long.
Came down the court and chucked it up, that's going in.
But I'll list guys that you won't know. My four is David Thompson from NC State.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, the talent, people would say right there with it, I'd put him a tie with Lynn Bias. You don't know Lynn Bias.
I don't know Lynn Bias. Didn't he die of AIDS or something?
No.
But he got shot.
No. No. Lynn Bias in 1986 was, he was like Michael Jordan. He really was.
Yeah.
He was like, and he was picked, I believe, third or second overall by the Celtics. And on draft night, he died of a cocaine overdose.
Oh, man.
At his dorm back at Maryland. Now, he played at Maryland. And Lynn Bias, it is like the most probably tragic story of a guy who could have had everything. I mean, I think you'd be talking about him if he didn't get injured, which is a big if, in the NBA. I think you'd put him up there with maybe not Jordan, but I mean, he's up there with like the Birds of the world. He was that good. And he was going to the best team. You know, the Celtics had made a trade. Yeah. They just won the championship. They had Bird, McHale, Parrish, and they were getting ready to add Lynn Bias.
What year was that, you said?
86.
Okay.
And he had just, I mean, he was everything in college basketball. I mean, he could jump, he could shoot.
Yeah.
Unbelievable moves. He's better than Hansberry. He should be on this list. I forgot about him. But unfortunately, he died, and then it caused a huge controversy. Lefty Driesell was the coach. The rumor was that he had all the like drugs swept out of the room before, which he denied to the day he died, which was about a month ago. And, I don't believe he did that. And he lost his job. I mean,
really?
He lost. It was a terrible scandal. But the guy was great. The guy was great. Who else do you have on your list?
Number three for me is Kemba Walker.
Great player.
Connecticut 2011 National Championship.
Yeah.
They went 9-9 in the conference that year and won the tournament and then won the national championship.
Would you have put the NC State big guy on there had they won the national championship?
DJ, probably not. I don't think he was as effective as Kemba was.
Kemba Walker
averaged 26 a game that season.
He was unbelievable.
He was insane that year.
He was great.
Yeah.
I go old school.
Yes.
Bill Walton.
Ooh.
Bill Walton.
Yeah.
I like a big man. Basket big man like Zach Edey for Purdue. Uh-huh. That's my brand of basketball. Yeah. That's how I play. That's my game.
Yeah.
So I'll take Bill Walton. And he went on to, if he hadn't gotten injured, he would have been great in the NBA, too.
Bill Walton, one of two players to win Sixth Man of the Year and an MVP.
Yes, that's
a terrible
right.
broadcaster, though.
Awful.
Absolutely
the worst,
insufferable
the worst
as a broadcaster.
Broadcaster probably doing any sport.
He's terrible, man.
He's awful.
If Bill Walton's calling a game, I will not watch
You'll
it.
You'll mute it.
Yes.
You'll mute the
and
game.
I don't even get up in arms about commentators like that, but him, I cannot watch him.
He's difficult to understand.
Terrible, man.
He played for John Wooden, who was as conservative as a straight arrow and support our troops as it gets, and Bill Walton was as big a hippie and long hair and pot smoker as it gets, and they got along because he respected John Wooden so much.
Fair.
Which is really impressive. Yeah. All right, who else do you have on your list?
Number two for me, Breanna Stewart. UConn. 4 years, four national championships.
Okay.
She's the greatest female college basketball player of all time.
Breanna Stewart.
Yes.
Is she still playing?
She's still playing in the WNBA, yes.
I cannot comment on her. I do not know, but I know UConn dominated the sport for such a long time.
Yes.
That's the problem, really, with women's basketball. I mean, it's getting a little better now, but it's like one team would
There was no parity at all.
Never.
It was Tennessee.
UConn.
And then it was UConn.
And that's it.
And now it's starting to be like South Carolina.
But at least now you do get teams like this Final Four. UConn was good. They were competitive against Iowa.
Yeah.
A very close game. Iowa.
NC State.
Yeah, pretty good. And now. South Carolina.
Yeah.
LSU's good now. But, like for instance, I think Iowa will probably back down now.
Yeah, now they lose Caitlin Clark, for sure.
My number two, Lou Alcindor.
Of course.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes.
Wasn't allowed to dunk the ball.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no dunks at that time, which I support.
Yeah.
You know
still,
me.
You still don't think they should dunk today?
No, I don't think they should dunk it. No.
All layups, all fundamentals.
All fundamentals.
Like
that's
Pleasant
why I like.
Bill
I'm starting to like the women's game better.
Yeah.
Good, crisp passes.
Yes.
Nice bounce pass. Movement without the ball. Layups. I see it all the time. The college NCAA basketball, the men's, they're shooting 33s. They're going 4 out of 30. It's crazy.
Steph Curry ruined it.
I know you said that.
Yeah.
I said to my son, I think this is right, too. I mean, Purdue kind of plays the old school.
They do.
I think if I were a coach and my team, and all of them do this, they go like, you know, 7 for 28 from the line, from 3-point. I'd say instead of taking 28 threes, take 14 and those other 14 shots, make them 2-pointers and make 8 of them, and suddenly you have 16 more
attack
points.
Attack the basket.
You know, attack the basket.
Yes.
Drive the ball. Drives me crazy.
No, college basketball is infuriating to watch.
It's infuriating.
Like, for example, I was watching the Connecticut game the other night, and there was a gentleman who, I don't even know his name, he was a guard. The defender would give him 6 feet of space, and he would pass the ball.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, if
Drive.
He's going to give you all that space,
or shoot.
Attack the ball.
Yeah, attack
the basket.
Attack.
Or shoot it. Do something.
I agree. Who's your best college basketball player? I can't speak to the woman. I don't know women's basketball.
I gotcha. Carmelo Anthony.
He's great, but only one season, right?
1 year, one national championship, and has Syracuse done anything since? He got Jim Boeheim his only national championship.
Well, Syracuse was in the Final Four that Michigan year. Trey Burke beat him in the, I believe.
True, sure.
Beat him in the
but
semis.
Won it, all-star, the man, Carmelo Anthony, one and done, one national championship, got out and got his paper. He's done.
Great player, yeah. But see, I hate that whole thing, what you just said.
Yeah.
I won and done, did it, got out, got my paper. I hate that whole thing. I love players that stay 4 years, make four Final Fours, build every year to go, and that's why, to me, I watched him all 4 years. I hated his guts.
Yeah.
He's the best college basketball player I've ever seen, Christian Laettner.
Christian Laettner.
I have never seen a better player than Christian
Laettner. I think that's the right answer.
He is, but now I don't know, because other people say I'm crazy. Let me tell you, I'm a Carolina fan. Mm-hmm. You're a Duke fan. I hated playing against Christian Laettner, and he just willed himself to win. He was nasty and great. I mean, he was
That's
everything.
How I felt about Tyler Hansbrough watching him.
Very similar.
I hated him.
Yeah, very similar. Hansbrough 4-0 in Cameron. 4-0 in Cameron. And they were not as good as Duke the first couple of years
he
played. Got the national championship. Christian Laettner, 4 years at Duke, four Final Fours, including two back-to-back
national championships. Yeah.
And won the game against Kentucky by himself that year.
Yeah.
Or not by himself, but he did not miss a shot in that game. Made the most famous shot probably in college basketball history. Yeah. I hate him. Yeah. I couldn't wait for him to leave. My God. That's when it was so good.
Yeah.
In the 80s and 90s.
That was peak college basketball, I think.
Oh, my God. Now, the one and done is who cares? And you don't even get to know them. And plus, with the NIL, which does make them stay longer in the portal, but with the portal, they're all over the place. I mean,
there's that one girl from college basketball who, she played.
Oh, she was at LSU.
She played at Louisville,
then LSU.
She went to LSU. Now she's going somewhere else.
I know.
Oh,
well, that happens a lot,
dude.
In men's basketball.
Do you think that there will ever be a time again where they make them stay a certain amount of years in college basketball?
No, I think it's all gone. I think they don't care. No, I think college sports in general are changing so much. Like, I just heard this new possibility of an 80 team or an 80. Have you heard this of college football? It's 80 teams. There's no conferences. It's broken up geographically, and they do it that way and eliminate the NCAA. I mean, it's been tossed about.
I don't like that.
I don't either, but I think it's probably going to happen eventually.
There needs to be some sort of, like, rules and regulations, checks and balances.
I think all that changed because, really many years ago in the 70s, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Bill Walton or these guys I'm talking about, even Michael Jordan, they play 3-4 years in college. And then they go to the NBA so that they have their degree, and if the NBA doesn't work out, they can get a job. Well, now if you play, one season in the NBA, you make $50 million.
You're set
for life. Why do that?
Yeah.
So that's, to me, what's happened is the salaries in the NBA have gone so astronomical, there's no need to care about that kind of stuff.
Money ruined it.
Like it does
money
so many
ruined
things.
It.
Like
it,
we
Look
all
it
chase
so
that
things.
Almighty paper.
That's
don't
right,
we?
Dude.
All chasing that dollar.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to turn it down when it comes.
I mean, that's not me either.
But
I'll take it.
It does. It ruins a lot of things.
Yeah, you're right.
It really does. I mean, the chasing of money does a lot of that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's depressing.
I know it is.
Your list depressed me.
I knew you'd hate it. I was writing it today.
You
I was like,
right.
He's going to hate every single pick on my list.
This Trey Burke.
I'll stick by it. I'll stick by
Brianna
it. Brianna Stewart.
And Trey Burke.
Yeah.
That is nonsense. Nonsense. We've got, look, there's somebody through the glass.
He's
what is that?
Who are you? I felt like I was getting mugged by him the entire time.
I can't even say. Good Lord. That's it.
Yeah.
Another edition next week. Yeah. This is the Square and the Round.